The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, wherever I go, East Coast, West Coast, John Zmierak is there. He's there for me. He's there for all of us. Look, there he is. John Zmierak, welcome.
Thanks, Eric. Mainly today, I'm here for the Beagles.
Look, the Beagles thing, before we get serious, because it's so serious, I get murderously angry when I think about it. Frame the question, because most people are familiar, but some will not be. We might as well leap into it. This right. is very dark. It's very important. Thank you for writing an article about it at stream.org. Go ahead.
Yeah, the title is, Will Beagles Be the Avenging Angels Who Finally Bring Down Anthony Fauci? It has come out, thanks to the White Coat Waste Project, that one of the many things the busy Anthony Fauci was doing was funding cruel and useless research on helpless, innocent beagles, that he was paying for them to be put out in the desert with sand flies eating their eyeballs overnight. Their faces were being torn apart by sand flies in the Tunisian desert in order to test some new medicine. And when the dogs barked in pain, the lab people cut their vocal cords out. And this was one of the projects.
Okay, now let's pause. We all know Fauci's a bum, and I say that in love, but when you hear about this sort of thing, what we've noticed in the medical community over the last year and a half has been chilling. And I think Americans are waking up to this, that we have people that we have trusted for decades, whom we now know do not share our values for life. They are not even behaving the way we thought doctors behave, in the sense that they work hard to help us. They are part of some larger entity, whether it's the government, and they're doing things that are horrifying to people, to human beings. They are keeping vital medicines from us. They are lying. They are enabling big pharma to get richer and richer and richer. You know, this is the kind of thing that if somebody said it 5 years ago, I'd be like, oh, come on. Well, we've seen it. But when I first encountered this, I thought, this is creepy. This is like Dr. Mengele. This is like the German doctors who ceased being doctors, but still had the ability to do things that doctors do, except now they're working for evil. Now we don't know what they're doing. So when I read this about Dr. Fauci, it was so chilling to me. I thought exactly what you said at the beginning of this, that it is possible that this rises to the level of horror, that this may prove finally to be his undoing. Because most Americans, whether you have a dog or don't, when you hear what he did, it's very difficult for me even to talk about it. It's very upsetting. I know it's upsetting to you. What can we do about it? What do you say in the article?
Well, in the article, I noticed there were some people who think like us, some pro-lifers, who said, well, oh, you're getting upset because they torture beagles. Well, what about what Fauci and Francis Collins approved at the University of Pittsburgh, which, of course, we know, thanks to David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress, Fauci funded children being delivered by cesarean alive and cut open to have their organs stolen for research, kidneys and livers. But this is what the abortion industry and the medical big pharma are doing now. They are using abortion. They're delivering children at 6 months, viable children who could live if they were on or an incubator. And they're cutting them open still alive in order to get their organs alive, to get live organs that can be used for cloning and research. We know that China is doing this to Uyghur Muslims and Christian political prisoners, and that they make tens of millions every year on the black market organ sales. Forbes magazine reported that. We know these more horrific things. We know that the vaccines that are being pressed on all of us, in some cases by our bishops and our pastors, were produced by taking a human embryonic kidney from a girl named Johanna in the Netherlands in 1972. She was taken out whole, cut open while her heart was still beating, and her liver, her kidney were taken. Her kidney is the origin of the cell line on which all the vaccines were either developed or tested, including the Pfizer one. But those things, the sacrifice of children, the vivisection of political prisoners, they're so horrific. We can't wrap our minds around them. The fact that Fauci may be responsible for COVID, that he was funding gain-of-function research in China at that lab, producing viruses that were more and more contagious and deadly, that he evaded American law in order to go on producing them in China. These things are so monstrous that our brains just sort of, they hit the overload switch. It's like blowing the circuit breakers in your house. And it's in the article I talk about Andrew Cuomo murdered tens of thousands of elderly New Yorkers by dumping COVID patients in their nursing homes while there were empty hospital beds on the USS Comfort, at Samaritan's Purse, and at the Javits Center. There was no medical reason whatsoever to dump COVID patients among the most vulnerable citizens of New York State. Cuomo did it. Tens of thousands died. And he got away with that because it was so evil, people wouldn't believe you when they said the governor of New York is a mass murderer. It makes you sound like the nutcase. But when it came out, Cuomo was acting like a male baboon, groping his female staffers. Oh, okay. We can believe that, and that's what got rid of him. I think your average American can't really believe that this guy who talks like Bugs Bunny, who Trump foolishly brought on television night after night, that this guy might have been involved in creating the virus, and that this guy is responsible for human sacrifice of infants. This stuff all sounds crazy. It sounds like I should be in a room with soft surfaces and no sharp objects in a straitjacket for talking about this. But all of it is provable. Again, it's too much for people to handle. So let's talk about the Beagles. You see behind me, Rain and Finnegan. They're the two sibling Beagles I rescued exactly 5 years ago. And they had been abused and neglected. And I know what it's like to take one of these sweet animals and sort of coax them back to health and sanity. The idea, the doctors who could do such cruel experiments on sweet, loving, gentle dogs like this, I would put nothing past them, including these greater crimes, which the facts are increasingly revealing Fauci is guilty of.
Well, look, we have to be clear. And by the way, folks, if you're listening to this or watching this on video, I'm asking you, share this on social media. Please share this. We have to get the word out. John's written about it at stream.org. You've got to get the article out. We have to spread the word. But I want to say, John, that it's very easy for us to mythologize people like Dr. Joseph Mengele. He existed back then in the crazy Nazi times. Well, I'm here to tell you, he was a human being, just like I'm a human being. Human beings are capable of satanic cruelty. And there's no reason that an American human being like Dr. Anthony Fauci should be considered incapable of tremendous cruelty. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. We have to face this as a nation. Talking to John Smirak. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Folks, I'm talking to John Smirak. If you're wondering why my background is different, that's because I'm in California doing a speaking tour around my book, Is Atheism Dead? If you want to know if I'm speaking near you, please go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. That's spelled ericmetaxas.com. Tough luck. But please go there and check it out. Sign up for my newsletter. Order the book soon because I heard they're running out of copies. Not a joke. I'm talking to our friend John Smirak. John, the biggest part of what we're going through as a country right now, and you were talking about it, is that it's very difficult for us Americans, naive, happy Americans, to think that this kind of evil is happening in our time, that we have governors who don't just grope women, but send elderly people to their deaths. We find it hard to believe that we have somebody like Dr. Fauci doing things that end up rising to the level of evil, not just malpractice, but evil. He has great power like Robert Moses had in New York. It's frightening. And we need to help wake each other up to the reality. And if you don't fight, folks, if you do not fight, if you sit this one out, it's on you. I want to be very clear. The Bonhoeffer book gives us a warning of what happens when people of faith in particular say, I'm not ready to fight yet. I'm just interested in, you know, worshiping God. You can't worship God if you don't stand up for the voiceless when they're being attacked.
So when we see this kind of gross, monstrous evil, governors like Cuomo murdering thousands of people in nursing homes, scientists, bureaucrats like Fauci evading U.S. law in order to produce a deadly virus, which the Chinese government then unleashed on the world while locking China down, purposely flying people to dozens of different countries while preventing Chinese from traveling once the disease was out. When you see that most of the governments in the world, with a few exceptions in Scandinavia, are using COVID as a pretext to override all constitutional freedoms, to install what we can only call a public health dictatorship, to use vaccine passports to politically purge police forces and the military. What a great way to get faithful Christians out of the military, out of the police, where they could maybe make a difference in a dangerous time, than by making them take a vaccine made from aborted babies or tested on aborted babies. Wow, what a great way to cleanse the armed forces, to cleanse the police forces of any decent freedom-loving patriot. And for what? To what end? To what end? Well, the same people who are trying to force us to lose our jobs if we're not willing to take the dead baby vaccine. And that's what you should always call it, because that's what it is. If you won't take the dead baby vaccine, fine, you're fired, you're disempowered, you're marginalized. These are the same people who want to send the FBI to arrest parents who complain at school board meetings because the school lets some transgender guy lurk around in the women's room and rape girls at their school. That's what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. The same government that wants to force us all to accept the madness of transgenderism. They just set up an office of gender at the White House. And they've got that Levine lunatic from Pennsylvania who went from being an ordinary middle-aged guy to the ugliest woman in the history of the world. I don't know why people aspire to that, but okay, fine. And they dress this guy up in a women's admiral uniform. I mean, we're living in an
John, this is like, this is so unbelievable. This, a character like this would come out at the Dean Martin roast played by Foster Brooks, but no, now this is reality.
Look,
I just want to say this, and people will just have to learn to forgive me for constantly bringing up my Bonhoeffer book. But this is exactly, folks, this is exactly what the Nazis did. They didn't marginalize the Jews all at once. They had processes that they used. First, they said, oh, Jews can't be involved in the government because we want a pure racially German government. Then we won't let them be involved in this and then in that. I never dreamt anything like that could happen in America, but I felt like God was saying, yes, things like this will happen. Be prepared, be ready. What you said, John, about the vaccines, that it is being used to marginalize people of faith, people who believe abortion is murder, believe in freedom. So we are seeing something in our America, which most of us never thought we could see. And so if you're not angry or upset about this, if you're not fighting back, you're dead. You're floating along the stream like a dead fish. Folks, we've got to stand up and fight. We have never faced anything like this in any of our lifetimes. This is an existential crisis for this nation. If you can't fight for yourself, fight for your children, fight for the urban poor who suffer the most. John, I know you agree with this, but, you know, to see this in America in our lifetimes, you have to admit it takes a little getting used to that. This is real. This is not some right wing crazy thing. This is happening. Most Americans see it happening.
I knew it couldn't last, that we couldn't have a country based on decent, humane Judeo-Christian values and have legal abortion killing a million children a year. One of those things was going to go. And when the people I hated, I really despise, were the liberal Republicans. Oh, I'm socially liberal, but economically conservative. Oh, so you just want low taxes and you want us to sort of eugenically purge the poor through abortion. Great. You're a real prize. Thank you so much. You can't have order in the streets when you have chaos in the bedroom and murder in the womb. If you're going to have legal abortion, guess what? There's going to be legal looting 20 years down the road or 30 years down the road. You can't have this radical fake sexual freedom where we're supposed to pretend that the most intimate act between human beings has absolutely no value. You can't take that currency and inflate that to worthlessness and still expect children to be brought up by intact families to be not anything more than criminals. The chaos you see in the streets is the result of the sexual revolution of the 60s and 70s. Everybody, rational, prophetic, like C.S. Lewis, various popes, various saints predicted this. If you read C.S. Lewis's novel, That Hideous Strength, it reads as if he were a time traveler who came to 2020, observed what was happening, and went back to the 40s to write it up as a fictional novel. All of this flows from people accepting Darwinian materialism and practical atheism as at the core of their worldview, that fundamentally we're just trousered apes, but we're trousered apes who are anti-racist, just, you know, for no reason whatsoever. Because there is no reason on a Darwinian view of the world to object to racism or any other form of discrimination or hierarchy.
There's a movie you wanted to talk about. We can reserve that for the last segment. But I just want to say that all these things do connect. I mean, obviously, I'm launching this book called Is Atheism Dead? And what's astonishing to me is that we haven't made these connections sooner, that atheism doesn't lead to a happy secular culture like Sweden. Atheism leads to the death camps. Now, if you don't believe that, if that sounds like an exaggeration, you can read my book and you can read a lot of other things, because this is simply true. It is a worldview that has pretended that it can get along with freedom. But just as Hitler pretended to be a nice guy in favor of God and country, of course you pretend until you're able to not pretend. And then the gloves come off, and then you throw people in concentration camps, and you muzzle the church, and you do anything you like.
And let me give you a little evidence. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, wimpy, liberal, happy-clappy New Zealand, has said, yes, they're going to be second-class citizens. If you don't take the vaccine, you are going to be treated differently forever. We are creating a two-tier system of citizenship. Australian government has said the same thing. In Lithuania, they're banning the unvaccinated from 90% of stores. There's just 10% of stores that sell a few essentials of life where you can still go in if you don't show your vaccine passport. Wow, 40 years after they got rid of communism, it's back in Lithuania, only it's worse than it was before.
This is an end times novel. The bad news is it's happening and it's true. It's a global thing. Now, folks, if you don't fight in prayer and in being active in everything you can possibly do to fight to stand against this, you're part of the problem. I beg you, understand, we all need to fight. We need to be together. We need to stand together, or it's over. But I believe God will give us the victory, but we have to see what is happening and we have to stand together and be heroic. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in California staring at the glorious Pacific Ocean. I'm kind of an Atlantic Ocean guy, but this Pacific Ocean, it's bigger and it's right here and I love it. I'm also talking to John Zmirak. What a great day. John Zmirak, you want to talk about a movie. What do you want to talk about?
I thought I'd lighten the mood a little bit and tell you about a movie that I saw, which I thought was a lot of fun and whose message might not have been, in the end, what the makers of the movie intended. This is the movie The Last Duel.
It was The Last Stool?
The Last Duel.
Oh, duel.
Eric, get your digestion treated. This is warping your judgment.
Wow. Because I was going to say, that is the worst title for a movie. They need to change that.
The D-U-E-L. And it's set in medieval France. It's about the last trial by combat in the history of France. You know, in the Middle Ages, before we had an elaborate developed judicial system, sometimes they would try a case and the two parties would fight it out And the belief was that God would give victory to the person who was in the right.
Kind of like David and Goliath.
Right, right. But this this belief had faded mostly by the 1300s. But this is a true story based on a historian's account where a powerful courtier was accused of raping a woman who was married to a much poorer, more obscure knight. And she goes to the authorities about it. The authorities side with the more powerful one, the guy who victimized her. Her husband backs her. The only way to get justice is for him to challenge the accused rapist to a combat trial by combat, and they fight it out. And in the movie, you see three different versions of the story, from the husband's point of view, from the accused rapist's point of view, and from the woman's point
of view. This is like Kurosawa's Rashomon.
Exactly. When I saw this movie, I said, we got to get Mark Judge to review this for the stream, because Matt Damon had just finished playing Brett Kavanaugh on TV on SNL when he greenlit this movie. And this is all a movie about a heroic woman who was victimized, coming forth in the face of a hostile system, telling the truth in public.
Right.
So I think they meant it as their own take on the Christine Blasey Ford.
Wow.
And Brett Kavanaugh. So I got Mark Judge to review it. He wrote a great review for the stream where he, you know, told the story of, oh, gee, yeah, I guess that I was meant to be, this movie was meant to be about me. And he did a rather good critique of the movie. But what I liked about the movie, I liked the movie because of how different it was from the Kavanaugh hearings. In the movie, first of all, the woman's telling the truth. The rape actually happened. In the movie, the whole system is rigged against her. Christine Blasey Ford, the whole system was rigged for her. The softball questions, a Senate committee, she was flown around in a private jet. Everything was rigged in her favor. She worked for a company that made the main ingredient in the abortion pill. And even Fox News wouldn't report that. Her lawyer later admitted she testified because she wanted to help keep abortion legal and was afraid Kavanaugh would vote against Roe v. Wade. It was a political hit job. And in the movie, the whole establishment is against the woman who says she was raped. In our scenario, she was able to go forth and tell her story, and all the media echoed it. Everybody resoundingly supported her fictional story.
So are you suggesting that a knight should use a broadsword to cleave her from nape to chops?
No, because what happens in the movie is more sophisticated. In the movie, if the woman who made the rape accusation is proved to be lying, she will be burned alive.
So it's not a quick bisection by broadsword.
No, but that is why the movie is good art, because the stakes are high. If this woman is lying, she will pay the ultimate price for falsely accusing someone of rape. Christine Blasey Ford committed perjury on national television and walked away totally unpunished. Collected $1 million she raised through GoFundMe. She'll be a commencement speaker at college campuses for the rest of her life. Everybody knows she was lying. Liberals don't think we have a rapist on the Supreme Court. They basically admit, yeah, that was BS.
But she lied for the right reasons,
right,
to protect the ability to murder our children. Isn't that sweet? And she did it in a little girly voice. It was very charming.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the perjury.
Indelible in the hippocampus. Who can forget all the laughs we had together with Christine Blasey Ford?
So I want Christine Blasey Ford to go to prison for perjury. And I would like to see if Trump gets reelected or we get another Republican, I want to see her in prison for committing perjury. The same laws have to apply to Republicans and to Democrats. Remember that Democrats burned down half the cities in America and got a slap on the wrist. On January 6th, little old ladies went and used the drinking fountain at the Capitol, and they're now being indicted for treason and insurrection. Meanwhile, FBI agents as we now know, we're goading the whole thing, tearing down the barriers and urging people into the Capitol. We now have that on video. Tucker Carlson had the invaluable Darren Beatty of Revolver News on TV last night. Everybody go to Revolver News. Everybody go to American Greatness and read Julie Kelly's coverage of the January 6th frame-up.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I will say it again. We need your help. We want you to share this video everywhere you can. You can find it on Rumble, but we really want you to sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com so you can share these things. Go to stream.org. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on his standard MyPillows. You'll get a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, such as MyPillow towels, mattress topper, My Slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 1-800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. MyPillow is made in the USA with a 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC or 1-800-978-3057. MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC.
Folks, as you know, we are thrilled to be partnering with the Alliance Defending Freedom. These guys are heroes. I don't want that to become a cliche. They are actual heroes. They are doing work for you and me, defending religious liberty at a time when it is seriously under attack. If you're paying any attention to the news, you need to know this is serious. We need brilliant lawyers to defend religious liberty for you, for me. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is doing that spectacularly. They need our help. They do it for free. These lawyers, or making a fraction of what they could make doing other kinds of law. So it's really tremendous that they exist. I want us to support them in any way we can. So I thought, let me get Matt Sharp on with ADF to talk a little bit about what they're up to. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What should we talk about?
Yeah, I think one of the big issues we're seeing right now is the battle over pronouns. We're seeing story after story of these teachers, public school teachers. You talk about people that have given up a lot to help students, to pour their lives into them, and yet they're losing their jobs. They're being fired because they don't want to be forced by the government to use inaccurate pronouns. They're showing compassion to these students. They're working with them. They're using nicknames and other things like that. But they just don't want to be forced to speak something that they believe in is false. And for that, they're losing their jobs.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not paying attention, here's all you need to know. The world is going insane. And if you don't do anything, it's on you. You deserve an insane world if you don't do something. Perhaps the easiest thing you could do is give some money to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are on the front lines of the lunacy so that you don't have to be. Let me give a phone number out. Now, by the way, you can go to our website, metaxastalk.com, not to be confused with my personal website. My personal website is ericmetaxas.com. You should be going there every single day, of course. But the radio website is metaxastalk.com. When you go to metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you want to give monthly, if that's easier for you, give a smaller amount monthly than a big amount, or maybe you want to give a gigantic amount monthly, whatever you want to do, you're effectively helping your country and yourself, because this is happening. And without ADF, there are very few people in this battle. And so we need to step up. I'm asking you, for your country, for your family, for your kids, your grandkids, this is very serious. We're at an inflection point in the culture. You know that if you're paying attention to the news. So go to MetaxasTalk.com, or I'm going to give you a phone number, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. Matt, did we ever dream that it would come to this point? It's like we've all, you know, it's like the Khmer Rouge has taken over, or like we're in 1930s Stalin's Russia. It's a level of madness that most Americans can hardly conceive that something as stupid as pronouns. I mean, 5 minutes ago, nobody knew what a pronoun was. And suddenly now we're being told, well, you better be careful. The nine-year-old thinks she's a kitty cat. So you have to say, meow, 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 Linda. Or you have to say whatever they tell you to say, as though this were your job as a teacher. It's madness. But you guys are fighting this legally, and we're so proud of you. It's why we're thrilled to partner with you. What else do we need to know about the battles you guys are fighting right now?
Well, I think what's key is when we take these cases, when we do these, like of the Peter Vlaming, the teacher in Virginia, beloved teacher for over a decade that lost his job, we defend him free of charge. We don't charge a penny for his defense when he lost his job, when he did not want to be forced to speak a pronoun that violated his beliefs. And to your point, you know, some people may say, what's the big deal with a pronoun? Well, that pronoun has a belief. It has an idea underneath it about what it means to be male and female. And so if the government can force Peter Vlaming, a public school teacher, to use this inaccurate pronoun, to speak something he believes is false, what else can the government force us to speak and believe? And that's why we're standing with him and defending him free of charge. But that's why these donations help us, because they enable us to take cases like Peter's and others like him.
I mean, I want to be blunt. I haven't talked about it on this program, but I am being sued on something completely ridiculous right now. And the amount of money that it is costing me in this program is insane. You would not believe it, folks. It just happens. Suddenly somebody decides to go to war with you because they don't like you. And the legal bills are gigantic. These things are happening right now. When you get in a religious liberty situation, the Alliance Defending Freedom for free will come to your aid, can help you. I just want to say that this is, it's like insurance. This is happening in America. Please add something to the fund so that they can continue doing what they're doing. This is a battle for the soul of this nation. It's the battle for freedom. It doesn't get more important. If we don't have these freedoms, we cannot function on any level. I'll give you the number again. I want to say you can go to our website. It's MetaxasTalk.com. The banner there is clear. If you prefer to give monthly, that's often much easier. But it's very important that folks do that. I say it again, that if anybody can give $10,000, it will be my honor to join you for an evening, to have dinner with you and friends or as many people as you like. I just want to say thank you if somebody's able to do that. But this is an investment in America. It's as pure as it gets. The number, which I'd like to give you, is 855-547-5333. I'll say it again, 855-547-5333. How many times have you guys at ADF been to the Supreme Court, Matt?
Yeah, so we've been to the Supreme Court a dozen times where we've had incredible victories, time after time, defending free speech, defending religious liberty, setting precedents that matter for people across the country. And again, doing so all the way to the Supreme Court free of charge. That is why we exist to defend these freedoms.
This is huge stuff, folks. Please, please give anything you can, give what you can. 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, or go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Matt, God bless you, and thank you for what you do.
Easy come, easy go.
I've got a couple of minutes left with John Zmirek. Yes, I'm staring at the Pacific Ocean. It's beautiful, but what's that on the horizon? Oh my God, it looks like some kind of fireball. Hang on. I was just kidding. Okay. Today, I have an article at foxnews.com. It's called, Is Atheism the Enemy of Freedom? Please go to foxnews.com. Please share the article, Is Atheism the Enemy of Freedom? John Zmirek, you've got 1,000 articles at stream.org. What shall we talk about now?
Well, I have a piece I did with our good friend Jason Jones, and the title is, The Ivy League Doesn't Just Train Tyrants for our Oligarchy. Harvard is churning out commandants for Uyghur concentration camps.
Okay, not a joke. This is serious. Jason Jones is a hero. What do you say in the article about what Ivy League is doing?
Well, the Financial Times reported and the Daily Caller reprinted, two officials who oversee detention camps accused of committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang, China, previously received fellowships from Harvard University, the Financial Times reported. They studied at the Harvard University's Ash Center for Democratic Governance and Innovation while pursuing a doctorate.
Wait. Ash Center.
Ash. A-S-H Center for Democratic Governance and Innovation. Doesn't that sound like a nice, happy, clappy thing? Democratic Governance and Internet Innovation. Well, what when you hear happy phrases like that on the lips of Harvard people, what they really mean is genocide camps in China for Christians and Muslims who won't toe the government line.
Folks, this is serious. I mean, again, we said this earlier, the big challenge, at least for me, is realizing how horrible things actually are. Because we live in America, you'd like to think that, well, these things can happen briefly, rarely. But we are seeing the logical outworking of many, many decades of, as you put it, John, the sexual anarchy of the 60s. It's all worked its way through, like leaven through the lump of dough. And here we are, where we have a country that we're giving zillions of dollars to through trade, through the NBA and Nike and Apple, and they are persecuting people in a way that is as diabolical as the Nazis, as Dr. Mengele, and hardly anyone is talking about it.
And let me make clear that you're not engaged in hyperbole. International monitors have said what China is trying to do to the Uyghur Muslims is genocide. They're falsely accusing these people of being terrorists. They are forcing them to give up their religion. They're forcing them to give up their language. They've got maybe 3 million of them in concentration camps where they're using them as forced labor to make parts for Apple iPhones and Nike sneakers. And they are cutting them open and stealing their bodily organs and selling them on the global black market. Actually, if some Saudi prince with a certain DNA profile needs a new liver because he's been secretly drinking his whole life, he gets hold of someone in China. They do genetic tests on the prisoners in their camps till they find somebody with the DNA. And then they pull him out of the camp. They cut him open still alive because you need to get an organ that's still operating. And then he dies from the operation. This is what the Chinese government is doing. And our corporations are perfectly happy to play footsie with them, be in bed with them. Hunter Biden was happy to collect tens of millions of dollars from them on behalf of Joe Biden.
Folks, if this doesn't make you angry, you've got to do something. I don't care what you do. Do something. Go to our website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Go to metaxastalk.com. Give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Please do something today and every day. We're in a war. John, thank you.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.